It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is a podcast about reality television and friendship. My name is Jake Shadella. Every week I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing all right, Jake. I respect your ability to, like, you almost went off the rails with that that intro, but you reined it in. You got it done.
Here's the thing. I don't have my notes in front of me this week because there was nothing to take notes on, so I had to do it from memory, which I realized as soon as I hit record. I was like, oops. So I'm pretty proud of myself.
You should be.
Thank you. So there was no Survivor this week. We didn't watch anything this week. This week we are going to simulate a season. So Thomas, my question is, are you ready to simulate a season?
You bet I am.
I couldn't remember what the intro for simulated seasons is that we do.
But I think that's a good one to use.
All right.
You could do, for the music for that, you could do Seasons by Future Islands.
True. That's an option. Could also do The Sims version of Run Away With Me.
Could do that. You could do, or for the N one or any of them, or whatever, you could do the time of the season by the Zombies. Is a good song.
That's a good song. So what season are we simulating this week, Thomas? I think last week we talked about doing almost same names to Rhyme Crimes.
Jake, I have an idea for this.
Yes.
Just because as much as I love those seasons, we would kind of have to plan out in advance how we would want to do that, because you'd have to kind of carefully curate it. We were just talking about how on The Sims, you made a family that was all characters from Lost.
I did, yes.
All the Lost main characters. What if we did a season of Survivor that was all the Lost main characters?
We could definitely do that. How do you want to organize the tribes? Because there's there's the initial castaways, then there's the tailies, then there's the others.
Yep.
There's men and women on that show. Like, there's a lot of options. So what are you thinking?
Is there a way for them to randomize tribes?
I mean, yes, but then that would also probably take away, like, any like nicknames or anything that we give characters. If that would be easy to do. I think before we get into who we're gonna cast, we should decide what season we're playing, because
how about
differently.
Okay,
I can't wait to hear what you're about to say.
I think we should do blue collar, white collar, no collar with Lost people.
Oh my god, that season's the worst. I mean, that season's the worst because of the cast, but...
Or Brains Beauty Brawn.
We could definitely do Brains Beauty Brawn.
We've already done that with Brains Beauty Brawn.
That was a good season.
It was. I just think the idea of organizing them by blue collar, white collar, and no collar.
In the context of the show...
Yeah.
Okay. I think this is a great idea. Okay, so this was Survivor Worlds Apart is the name of the season. I think it's season 30. And it's
awful. Oh, Survivor Worlds Apart.
It's awful. Yeah.
You could do, since we're doing Worlds Apart, for one of the songs you could do, that's the name of Sami Zayn's theme music.
True. Royal Rumble coming up.
So many different song options.
Speaking of wrestling, I will tell you that my son, whose name is T-Rex Webster, the wrestler I made in WWE 2K19, is the current U.S. champion after invading
NXT. Very nice. Refeuding with Bobby Roode, right?
Nope. I have finished my feud with Bobby Roode, and I am now feuding with Baron Corbin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I think my next match is against Johnny Gargano, which is weird.
Yeah, you're doing the open challenge or whatever, right?
Yeah. It's a fun game.
Yeah, it is. I played it a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, so what are we calling this season? Worlds Apart? Lost Worlds Apart? Survivor, The Lost World.
Yeah. Survivor, you versus all versus everybody.
Okay, I think that's good. You versus all versus
time to start talking about you stupid people.
Okay, well, okay. So, I think let's make the tribe names their actual color. What a dumb season. White color.
It's great. Thomas, that's the good kind of dumb season. I mean, it's way better than, like, Triple H is the bad kind.
Yeah. Have I told you the colors for the collar season? Because I know you didn't watch it.
No. Did they not have them be the blue, white, and... You could do, like, blue, white, and black tribes.
Okay. So the blue collar tribe, their tribe color was blue. The white collar tribe, their tribe color was yellow.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know, because the thing is, white is a color.
It is.
The no-collar tribe was red. And then the merged tribe...
Which is a color.
Red is a color. The merged tribe color is black, because it's the merged tribe and it often is black. The merged tribe name was America. As in America.
But, like, with no A?
With only one A at the very end. It's bad, and I think we should change it. How about we call the tribe name Dharma?
Yeah, you could do Dharma. You could do Oceanic Six.
Oh, Oceanic Six. Wait.
No, we can't do it
Oceanic
like that.
Six
because
would imply
no, we
six gotta people.
Do more... We got to do more general stuff, because, yeah, if it's too specific, it's going to mess up the, you know, it'll just be confusing with who we have in the tribe.
And it's super important that this makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's get to casting. I think first things first, after all, the name of the season is a drive shaft lyric. I think that means we have to cast Charlie on the no-collar tribe first, because he's not
sure.
Blue-collar, he's not white-collar, he's a musician,
no.
He's no-collar.
Now, what was I going to say? We could name the tribes after Dharma stations.
Ooh, I like that idea a lot. Sorry, I'm just looking for... Charlie from Lost is going to be played by Charlie Herschel from season 17. Do not remember
sure.
that person. I also don't think I watched that season.
Guys, who is he?
Okay. Blue collar, there's the Pearl Station, there's the Underwater Station, what is that one called? Is that the Pearl?
Is there a Swan Station?
Swan, yes, there is Swan. Let's call White Collar the Swan Tribe.
Sure.
Okay, let me look it up.
And then what's the main station?
Isn't that
Pearl? Or the Desmond one?
I think that might be the Swan Station.
It might be the Swan. What's the one that the Russian guy was at?
Oh god, I don't even remember. Okay. The Hydra, the Arrow, the Swan, the Flame. Well, that's four. There's others, but that's four right there. Man, Lost is so cool. Hydra, Arrow, god, I can't read. Swan. Inside the Swan is something called the Incident Room. I think we all know what that is. The Flame,
yep.
The Pearl, the Orchid, the Staff, the Looking Glass, the Tempest, and the Lamp Post.
Let's say Blue Collar is Looking Glass, and yep. No Collar is Arrow.
I would say Flame. No, Flame is stupid. Oh. Why don't we make Blue Collar... Wait, did we say Blue Collar... Let's make Blue Collar the Hydra, because it's... Water, and they're blue. Water
okay,
is blue.
Okay, and we could have the no collar be the looking glass?
And no collar be looking glass. Sure, that makes sense, because... what's his name? Joe was on that season, and he made jewelry. I'm pretty sure that was him. It might be somebody else.
We could have white collar be the pearl instead of the swan, because that's also white, and then just have the swan be the main tribe.
I like that. Yeah, that's good. Pearl and Swan. This is a great season already.
Man, hope everybody listening to this watched Lost.
I don't see why you wouldn't have. It's a great show. Everybody loves it. And I'm making the merged tribe white, not black. Okay, so Charlie is on the no-collar tribe. I think Kate would be on the no-collar tribe because she's a common criminal, right?
The thing with that is we got to be careful with that because, like, I think there's way too many people that could be no-collar.
Right. Okay, so would it be easier if we went by character and decided, or by... Yeah, that would be easier, right? So what is Jack?
Yeah.
Jack is a doctor.
Jack is white-collar.
Jack is a white-collar. That is tribe number two. The Pearl, Jack. How has there never been somebody named Jack on Survivor? Well, there has.
Crazy.
But her name is Jacqueline.
That's fine.
So Jacqueline is... Nope. Not Jacob Derwin. Jacqueline Schultz from season 29. Jack Shepherd is his name.
Yeah, JS. Both JS.
That's my name, too. Okay. Kate is the next main character. I feel like she's got to be no collar, right? She's not a...
We can go no collar, and if we need to move some people around later, we can do it.
True. What would Sawyer be then? White collar?
Let's put him as blue collar just because he kind of has that energy.
Sure.
He's like a real blue collar guy. Like, I know that he's just a con man, but...
Sawyer.
I just think we're going to have a lot of no collar people.
Yeah, true. Sawyer. What was Sawyer's real name? James.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I don't think there's going to be somebody named Sawyer on Survivor. He'll be played by James Clement when James Clement played Heroes versus Villains. By the way, Heroes versus Villains 2, right around the corner. Let Jeff Probst know. Okay, Sawyer, we got. Charlie, we got. Who did Sawyer get with in the end? The doctor?
Oh, yeah.
The blonde lady? I feel like we just had this conversation. Juliet. Yes.
Juliet. Juliet Burke.
Juliet.
She is a fertility doctor and OBGYN.
Great.
And also an auto mechanic, so she could also be in blue collar if we wanted. See, I want to see what it says Ben Linus's occupation is. Leader of the Others.
That's, I mean, that pays well.
Also teacher, flash sideways.
Mm-hmm. Let's get Juliet played by Julia from Ko Rong. Both blonde, both named Julie something. Okay. Who else is there?
Hugo. Hurley.
Hurley. Hurley owned a chicken restaurant, right?
He's blue collar because he was a fast food cashier,
mm-hmm.
and then he won the lottery.
Absolutely.
Occupation, protector of the island.
Yeah. I don't know why you're laughing. That's accurate.
I mean, it is.
He did protect the island after whoever, Jacob.
Oh, also, once you get him, Michael was a construction worker slash artist.
Oh, that's also... blue collar for sure.
Yeah.
Hurley. Not a lot of people with the first name starting with H. Hurley or Hugo, neither. Haley kind of sounds like Hurley. She was on this season, so she's going to play Hurley now.
Okay.
Is there anybody named Rivers Cuomo who's ever played?
Unfortunately, no.
That's the hashtag we need to make. Okay. That's...
What the... Bullshit, they don't list occupation for Saeed? I know what he was. He was an army man.
Yeah. What? Oh.
He's blue collar.
We're full up on dudes on the blue collar tribe.
Oh. Oh, Daniel Faraday is white collar.
We're full on dudes on white collar too. Who are some women who were on Lost?
Okay, here's an idea for do we still need dudes for no collar?
We need a lot of people for No Collar. We have had barely
Richard Alpert for No Collar.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think we also said Claire could be on No Collar.
Yep.
Oh, you know who's going to play Richard Alpert?
Who?
Richard Hatch, of course.
Oh, yeah.
He's been... both Richards have been on their island the longest of anyone.
Mr. Echo is No Collar.
Why is Mr. Echo No Collar? Is he a priest?
He was not a priest, though. He's a drug smuggler.
That's true. He did smuggle drugs. We need...
we don't have John Locke in anywhere. John Locke worked in a box factory.
That's true. How did we forget about Locke? Who can we replace Locke with?
We could just move Sawyer to No Collar.
I think that's a good idea. I think that's the best plan. Okay.
Okay, do we need any blue collar... we need blue collar ladies, right?
We need a lot of ladies.
Ana Lucia Cortez is a police officer.
That's blue collar?
Oh, also for white collar ladies, Libby is a psychologist.
Libby. I forgot about Libby.
Okay, okay, Charlotte is an anthropologist. So white collar.
Okay, wait. You're getting ahead of me. Who did you say last?
Charlotte.
No, before Charlotte.
Oh, Libby.
Were you putting her on white collar?
Yes.
Okay. Oh shit. I put Ana Lucia Cortez on the wrong train.
Yeah, she's blue. She's blue collar.
She is blue collar. Okay. Sorry, I'm a little back.
How are we doing right now? Like, how many spots do we have left for each tribe?
Let me finish pulling this up. Libby, Libby, Libby. Libby! There was a Libby who played Survivor. Okay. And Charlotte was who again? An anthropologist? That's
yeah.
Blue collar?
White collar. That is not a blue collar job.
I mean, she worked in the dirt. That's pretty blue collar, if you ask me.
Yeah, sure.
Charlotte will be played by Chelsea, who didn't get an edit. Because apparently nobody has been named Charlotte on Survivor. Weirdly. Okay.
Okay, so what after that, what do we need still?
We have one more blue collar woman. Our white collar is full, and we need three no-collar women.
Okay, for no-collar... okay, so we've got Kate in there, right, already?
We have not added Kate. Sorry, I think I forgot to...
do you have Kate? Do you have Claire in there?
Kate and Claire are both going...
so we need two, then. Two no-collar women.
No, we need one now.
Oh, wow, okay.
This is coming together.
Alana is a bounty hunter.
I don't want to put Alana on this show.
Well, okay, we could have Sun be no collar because she was an heiress and homemaker.
Yes, I would much rather have her.
Claire, look who finally is talking, or what the fuck is
that?
Oh
my god! Oh man, how did we not have Lapidus on here?
I mean, we could take somebody off.
No, I just want to get started.
We'll I think we should take somebody off.
Just so okay, one tribe is now just Lapidus. and you said Sun.
What would pilot be? I don't know what that would consider that.
I think white collar?
I mean, we could get rid of Boone.
I think that's a fine idea. Sun is good. Love her. Okay, so no collar is full. Taking Boone off. What is Lapidus' first name?
Frank.
Of course, how can I forget that? He's the most Frank of all Franks.
It's true.
Wow, only one person in the history of Survivor has been named Frank. Their first name. Frank Garrison, season 3. Is that Africa?
So do we still need, okay, Sun's no collar.
Sun is no collar. Wait, looks like we still need two blue collar women.
Here's an idea for you.
Okay.
Nikki Fernandez was a chef.
Nikki Fernandez?
Of Nikki Impala fame.
Oh my god.
You turned your nose up at Alana, okay? You get what you deserve.
I'll put Nikki in there. I think that's a great idea. I love Nikki. Nikki and Paolo are the best characters on all of Survivor.
Do we have Juliet under white collar right now?
I believe
so. We could move
yes.
her to blue collar because she was also a mechanic and put somebody else in white collar.
Do you have somebody in mind?
Yeah, let me look at the cast.
Also, I'm putting Nikki in as Nikki and Paolo. They're a joint yeah. effort.
Alana was also a lawyer. Just throw.
Why do you want to put Alana on the
season? We're running out of women. What did Rose do? I don't even know what Rose did.
Rose was a loving wife to her dentist husband.
I feel like she had a job. Recurring cast. Okay, Rose.
We're putting Rose. Rose is finishing
this cast. Oh, wait a minute. I'm missing some important people here. She was an office manager for his dentist office, but forgetting some important people here because they have been recurring cast and not regular cast.
Okay.
Rousseau. What did Rousseau originally do? She's a scientist. We put her in white collar.
She's a scientist. Okay. And we're moving Juliet to a blue collar.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this fun to listen to?
It's extremely fun to listen to. Everyone loves it.
It's everybody's favorite thing.
What did Alex Rousseau, occupation, lived on island?
Sorry, who were we replacing? Oh, Rose? No, Rousseau. Alex
yeah,
Rousseau.
Yeah, Rousseau. No, not Alex Rousseau. Danielle Rousseau.
Danielle Rousseau. Alex was the daughter.
Correct. What was her boyfriend's name that got put in the hypnotism room?
Fucking sucked, whatever his name was.
Yeah, that guy sucked.
Rousseau, I hope I'm spelling that right. Okay, so, on the blue-collar tribe, which is called Hydra, we have John Locke, Hurley, Michael, Ana Lucia Cortez, Nikki and Paolo as one, and Juliet. On the white-collar tribe called Pearl, we have Jack Shepard, Ben, Frank Lapidus, I should probably put his last name in there, Rousseau, Libby, and Charlotte. And on the no-collar tribe called Looking Glass, we have Charlie, Richard, Alpert, Sawyer, Kate, Claire, and Son.
My biggest regret is that that we don't have Jacob or the Man in Black on any tribe.
I did contemplate how we could get the Man in Black in here.
We could replace, also just throwing this out there, we could, since he was like a criminal or whatever, we could replace Richard with Jin if we wanted to.
Mm-mm. No, we've already got some. We don't need Jin too. Although here's how I want to implement the Man in Black. Instead of calling the merged tribe Swan, what if we called it the Tribe in Black, since the tribe color is black?
That's dumb. The Man in Black is possessing
Jeff.
Oh,
you're
right.
Here we go. So
the Man in Black is possessing Jeff's body.
The Man in Black is hosting this season. Yeah. There we go. Perfect. Why can't we decide who hosts? Oh, it won't let me.
Although, like, Jeff is more of a Jacob figure to me. I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Oh, well, all right then.
I don't know about that. okay, this is good.
TJ's more of a Jacob figure.
TJ is absolutely... TJ Lavin is the Jacob. T-Jacob. TJ, the Jacob. okay. It's proceed to opening twist. Oh, boy.
Yo soy, El Jacob.
Each tribe is asked to select a representative. Hydra picks Juliet. Pearl picks Ben, and Looking Glass picks Sun.
That actually makes sense. All of those make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Each representative is asked to pick someone to help them make a decision. Okay, Juliet selects Hurley, Ben selects Libby, and Sun selects Sawyer. Okay. They can take a clue to the hidden immunity idol and a small bag of beans, or they can take a large bag of beans for their tribe. Which would you pick?
I mean, I would probably pick the large bag of beans for the tribe, but...
Yeah. Also, are they doing this in front of everyone?
Yeah, I wonder with that. Anyway, what did they pick?
Juliet and Hurley take the clue. Ben and Libby take the clue. And Sun and Sawyer take the clue.
Jesus Christ! The clue.
I'm rewatching Kaguya-an right now. Because I haven't seen it in a while. And they had a similar opening twist. And it's good. It's a good season. Rewatch it. Okay. Then we get into the first immunity challenge. Looking Glass, the No Collar tribe, wins immunity. They also win a fire making kit. Blue Collar wins immunity. They also win Flint. Okay. Now let's get into Tribal Council. The Pearl tribe, that's the White Collar tribe.
I would just say who got voted out and what the vote total was.
For sure. Who do you think is going to win this season? We didn't talk about that.
I feel like Ben maybe gets to the end, but the relationships aren't good enough, so I'm going to say Hurley wins.
Would make sense, he did take over the island.
Everyone loves Hurley.
Going home. Oh, it's a tie. 3 for Ben, 3 for Russo. They revote. And going home. Oh,
classic
no,
struggle.
Russo.
No, Ben got voted off.
No, Russo got voted off.
Well, this will only
sure
make
Ben's
Ben stronger.
Happy about that. Yes.
This is a classic battle.
It truly is. Okay, let's get into this immunity challenge. It's called Basket Case. You know what it is. Pearl wins immunity and a fishing kit. Hydra wins immunity and a spear. Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Man, I speared somebody on 2K19. It felt really good.
That
I speared Baron Corbin off the apron and I felt amazing.
There could have been like an arrow tribe or whatever, right? So if they had gotten the spear.
Yeah. Looking Glass goes to Tribal Council. They vote. Here's the thing with skipping straight to immunity. We forget that people find idols. Apparently Richard Elpert has the Looking Glass tribe idol.
I mean, he knows the island better than anyone, so...
It's true, he's been there longer than anyone. He does not play this idol, though, and going home with 4 votes to Kate's 2 is Charlie.
No!
Gone too early, just like in the real show.
No! Not okay, Jeff's jet ski.
Okay, next immunity, Looking Glass wins. They also win tarp and comfort items. Hydra wins immunity. They also win tarp. Let's see if anything happens. Hurley has the Hydra tribe idol. People are not liking Michael.
Oh, I can't imagine why.
Oh, hell yes. This is why we have to go through tribe
Jeff
events.
Took
because...
my son!
Here's why we need to go through tribe events, because when we look through the tribe events, we learn that Frank Lapidus has the Pearl Tribe idol.
Yeah!
Oop, people are not liking Jack. No, people are very much liking Jack. Okay.
So that sounds like how people on the island actually felt about Jack, but then the audience is the people not liking Jack.
Richard has the idol on that tribe. Kate and Richard have a minor fight. That makes sense. I don't see those two ever getting along. Tribal Council. White Collar is going to Tribal Council. Frank Lapidus has the Pearl Tribe idol. The castaways all vote. Frank Lapidus plays the Pearl Tribe idol.
Oh!
First vote, Frank. Ben. Ben's going home.
He didn't
Hell
even
yeah.
need to play it.
He didn't, but he did. So that's good for him. Let's skip through the alliances. Reward challenge. Pearl Tribe wins reward. They win 3 hens and 1 rooster. And at first glance, I thought it said they win 3 hens and 1 lobster.
Hell yeah.
Which I found strange. The Hydra Tribe wins reward. Also, they win 10 eggs. They still have 6 people on their tribe. Good for them. Until the next challenge. Oh, they won immunity first. So blue and no collar win immunity. Hurley still has his idol. Juliet isolates herself. Unfortunate for her. Oh, man. Pearl Tribe, they found... They hid the idol again. Guess who found it?
Did Frank Lapidus?
Frank Lapidus found the idol.
Yeah, all right. Frank Lapidus, early favorite.
Did I say earlier I think Frank is going to win?
You didn't, but I forgot about him and I shouldn't have, because I think he's going to win now.
Well, let's see who wins points this time. Frank does not play the idol at Tribal Council, and it comes down to a tie, and then it comes down to a second tie, so they have to draw rocks.
Oh my god.
Charlotte goes home.
Oh, thank god.
I was about
someone
to be
I
so
absolutely
mad.
Don't care about.
It's also perfect that she was played by Chelsea from Ghost Island.
Yeah.
She totally disappeared the entire season. Blue Collar still has 6 people. Pearl has 3. And Looking Glass has 5. Proceed to the twist. What could it be? They're swapping tribes.
Yeah, they have to at this point.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, so the new tribes are 7-on-7. We have Ana Lucia Cortez on the Blue Collar Tribe, along with Claire, Hurley, Libby, Michael, Richard, and Sun. It's a good tribe. And on the other tribe is, Frank Lapidus, Jack Shepard, Sawyer, who I totally forgot about, Locke, Juliet, Kate, and Nikki, and Paula.
It's good for Sawyer that you forgot about him. That's how you know he's playing a subtle game. Probably a good social
That's
game.
Good. Yeah, absolutely. He was very charming. Remember that?
I do.
That was a character trait. This reward challenge is called Beach Balls. Great. The Looking Glass Tribe wins the reward. They win cooking supplies, sausages. That was a direct quote from the website. Here. Let me read that aloud again. They win cooking supplies, sausages. Period.
Sure.
They also win all rewards won by Pearl Tribe in past challenges. That's stupid.
This is a sidetrack, but do you remember when Matthew Fox got, like, super ripped to be in that Tyler Perry action movie?
Oh, yeah. That is not the thing I thought you were going to bring up when you said, remember when Matthew Fox did. I thought you were going to say, remember when Matthew Fox punched that bus driver in the vagina.
Oh, I've forgotten about that, boy.
Oh, you can never forget about that. Never forget. Looking Glass wins immunity. That's the tribe Lapidus is on. Hurley has an idol. Richard has an idol. There are no idols hidden. Hurley and Sun bond a lot. Yeah, just like in the show.
I'm extremely disturbed. Like, how did that event, how did that even come to pass? What was the context for that?
Oh, he was drunk, saw, I think, a party bus, and then wanted to get on because he thought it was like a city bus or something. And then he got very mad at the bus driver and ended up hating her.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah. So there are no idols played at this tribal council, and Michael goes home. 6-1 vote.
Yeah, that's right,
against
bitch.
Ana Lucia Cortez.
Your boat blew up. Walt's gone forever.
Walt?
Yeah, people voted him off because he wouldn't stop shouting Walt, and they took my son.
Look, I really get along with Michael, but he won't stop shouting his son's name, like, constantly. It's getting annoying.
He got voted off for shooting Libby.
I think that is the correct course of action. Hydra wins a reward. They win Beef Stew Feast and Hot Chocolate. While watching
God, can you imagine something you would want less than hot chocolate on a fucking tropical island?
Well, no, I think it would pair very well with a hot beef stew feast.
Good God.
Well, they get to eat and drink that while also watching sea turtles lay eggs.
Cool.
Remember when I was like, this season was bad because of the cast?
It was also
bad because these were the rewards.
Might have been bad because of everything else, too.
The immunity challenge is called Shut Your Trap. Fine. Hydra wins immunity. Probably because of all that hot chocolate.
Yeah, they're fucking gassed up off that hot drink.
Oh, Ana Lucia Cortez and Sun bond a lot. Okay, Looking Glass goes to Tribal Council. Frank does not play the idol. Jack, Jack, Juliet, Juliet, Jack, Juliet, Jack, Oh, 4 votes for Jack, 3 for Juliet. Juliet continues to be the better person in that relationship. Okay, so we're down to 12, which means it's time for the merge. So here's who's on the merge tribe, Thomas. You ready?
Let's go.
Ana Lucia Cortez, Claire, Frank Lapidus, Hurley, Sawyer, John Locke, Juliet, Kate, Libby, Nikki and Paolo, Richard Lapidus. Nope, Richard Alpert. Also, this season, Richard Alpert and Frank Lapidus.
Jim Halpert.
Jim Halpert. Okay, next simulated season, we're doing The Office. And finally, last person in the merge tribe is Sun. So this should be a good group of people, I think. Let's get into that immunity challenge called Get a Grip. Sawyer wins immunity. Not surprising. Lapidus still has his idol. Hurley and Richard both have their idols. Hurley and Ana Lucia are no longer aligned with each other. Okay, good to know. Nobody plays an idol at Tribal, and the person going home, ooh, 3 people got votes. 5 for Claire, 5 for Juliet, and 2 for Libby. So there's a revote. And going home is Claire in a 6-4 vote. R.I.P. Maybe she'll be back later and be insane and have a fake squirrel baby.
It's entirely possible.
Alliances. Everybody's in alliance with everybody. That's great. Reward challenge. It's called Anchorman. Do your best Ron Burgundy impression. Hurley wins reward. He wins zipline rides and a pizza picnic. He brings with him Lapidus, Juliet, Sawyer, and Ana Lucia Cortez. Hip to be square is the name of the immunity, and guess who wins? Thanks to that zip line. A lot of momentum. Hurley. Good for him. Everybody still got their idols.
I don't think Jorge Garcia at that point in his life would have been able to zip line. I feel like it would have been too heavy. Mm. Didn't he lose weight? I think he did.
I don't know. I haven't kept up with him since Lost. And when he was on How I Met Your Mother for like 3 episodes.
Sure.
I think he's on Hawaii Five-0 now with Daniel Day-Kim.
Yes, he is. Also, Daniel Day-Kim's going to be in the new Hellboy movie.
Oh, that's good. I didn't watch the preview for that. Does it look good?
It looks fine.
Okay. Sun isolates herself from the rest of the tribe. No one wants to align with her. Too bad. Nobody plays an idol. Juliet and Libby are getting votes. Juliet goes home. 6-3. Let's go to the reward challenge. It's called O Black Water. Why? One at a time, the castaways
Mark
have to
Wahlberg
go through a
sings
water
it to
obstacle
you.
Course. Once all members made it across, they have to toss a grappling hook and grab a ring. The first team to snag all 5 rings wins the reward. It's boring. Richard, Kate, Nikki and Paolo, Locke, and Ana Lucia Cortez win reward. They win
more hot chocolate.
They win a chocolate hut provided by Mars Chocolate.
What?
Well, hey, what does that mean?
What the fuck is that?
Is it a hut made of chocolate?
That seems really dumb and irresponsible.
That they just hang out in? In this simulated season, they just hang out.
Maybe they go to a hut that has a bunch of Mars products in it. Maybe that's what it is.
I mean, that makes more sense, but I'm also imagining, remember Tim
the
Burton's
Chocolate Authority
Chocolate
will
Factory?
Be here.
That's what immediately what I thought of. Remember in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the Tim Burton version? How that prince hired him to make, like, a chocolate palace.
Oh, and it melted, yeah.
And it melted. That's what I'm imagining this hut is. I'm into it.
I don't know. I remember that prince's name, and I don't know why. It was Prince Pondicherry.
Sure. Frank Lapidus wins immunity. Pretty good. Pretty good.
I mean, I'm loving it.
Ooh, Frank Lapidus and Nikki and Paolo bond a lot. Do they ever have scenes together?
I don't think
no.
so.
Lapidus came in after Nikki and Paolo died. Also, they never technically died. We never saw them die.
That's true.
We saw them get buried alive. But we didn't see them die. They could come back.
They could.
Nobody plays an idol. Votes for Libby and Sawyer. Libby goes home 7-3.
She got shot.
She got shot. Okay, next reward challenge. Always... It's the Survivor Auction. This was the last Survivor Auction that they've ever had. because have I told you why this auction was terrible?
I feel like you have before, but re-enlighten me.
So it's come to be known that the Survivor auction, the last item, is always like an advantage in the game. So everybody's holding on to all their money. But then before the final item, they bring out letters from loved ones or something like that. And everybody agrees, like, oh, we'll pay $20. Like, everybody who had money, we'll pay $20 because that's the minimum to get these for us. And, like, I think only three people had money left, one of them being Mike Holloway. And he was the last one to walk up, and the other two people, they all had $500 left, which was, like, you know, the max. They were all holding on. So first person gives their $20 and gets their letter. Second person, $20, here's your letter. And then Mike walks up and turns around without giving the $20. So he has the $500 for the last item. And then everyone yells at him and shames him into getting the letter. And they have not done the auction since then.
Yeah, it seems like a bad idea in general.
Yeah, Mike fucking sucked. Mike... You know how people always say, like, oh, the most deserving winner wins the season, whatever? I think Mike was an appropriate winner for that season because he fucking sucked and the season sucked. They deserve each other. Hurley wins a covered item at the auction. He is banished from the auction but receives hidden rations back at camp. Okay. Numerous food and beverage items are won. The following castaways win letters from home. Anna Lucia Cortez, Frank Lapidus, Sawyer, Kate, and Richard Alpert. How does Richard Alpert win a letter from home when he lives on the island? I guess he lived in Spain for a while. Oh! Nikki and Paolo win an advantage in the game.
Oh, shit.
They win a double vote that can be used until the final five. It's good that these two people get two
they
votes.
They each get one
mix.
Vote, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, immunity. Sun wins immunity, that's good. Everybody's still got their idols. Sun and Nikki and Paolo have a major fight.
Oh, shit. Hopefully they don't get buried alive as a result.
Okay. Nikki and Paolo play their extra vote and will vote twice. Nobody else plays anything. Oh, boy. Okay, Nikki and Paolo got votes. But it's okay because Kate got more votes.
Oh,
6-4.
Everyone's favorite character, Kate.
Everybody loves Kate. So there are 8 people left, and they're all good. Let's see who wins the next reward. It's Hurley, Nikki and Paolo, Richard, and Locke. They win a sailing trip while eating burgers, bacon, and pie.
Sure.
I feel like when they produced this season, they just had like a random reward generator.
Yeah, like were they all like... on hallucinogens or something, and they were just like, I don't know.
Sailing trip. Like, we need an adjective. Sailing. Okay, so they're gonna be on a boat, and food. Burgers and pie. Perfect. And bacon. Weird. Weird season.
Yeah, it is like a procedurally generated season.
Yes. So there are 2 winners of immunity. 1 male, 1 female. Hurley wins immunity, and Nikki and Paolo win immunity. So that's exciting. Frank Lapidus has his idol. Everybody still has their idols. The behavior of Hurley is becoming appreciated around camp. Yeah.
Hell
yeah,
it is. He's
going to roam the island soon. Hurley does not play the Hydra tribe idol. Frank Lapidus plays the Pearl tribe idol. Richard plays the Looking Glass idol. First vote, Richard does not count. Richard does not count. Richard does not count. Richard does not count. Son. Why did Lapidus play his idol? That's 2 idols that he's played for no reason.
Who didn't play the idol?
Hurley.
Ah, yeah. Lapidus just really likes playing idols.
Yeah, apparently. Sawyer, Locke, and Hurley win reward. They win a feast and an opportunity to deliver supplies to an orphanage.
There it is.
What a great show. Anna Lucia Cortez wins immunity. Good for her. Hurley has the Hydra tribe idol. Sawyer finds the Swan Tribe idol. Tribal Council.
It's like, what have we here, Freckles?
Richard, Sawyer, Richard, Richard, Richard. Man, that idol saved you for one whole Tribal Council. Final six. Anna Lucia Cortez.
The Oceanic Six.
The Oceanic Six.
The Oceanic Anna Final Lucia Six. Anna
Lucia Cortez. Are any of these people actual...
Yes. Hurley is.
Yeah. So we've got Anna Lucia Cortez, Frank Lapidus, Hurley, Sawyer, John Locke, and Nikki Impalo. Hurley and Sawyer are both Oceanic Six members.
I don't I don't think Sawyer's in the Oceanic Six.
Oh, that's right, because he jumped out of the helicopter.
Yeah. Oceanic Six is Jack, Sawyer, Kate.
No. We just said Sawyer's definitely not in the Oceanic Six.
Yeah, I meant Hurley, sorry. Jack, Hurley, Kate.
Aaron. Was Aaron considered part of the Oceanic Six or not? Because he was a baby.
I don't think so.
And Sun.
Sun was in the Oceanic Six.
I think that's all of them.
I'm looking it up right now. We're going to get to
Well, and Lapidus. I mean, he wasn't part of the O6, but he did... He was with them when they were rescued. By Penny! Man. It's amazing how parallel this show is.
Crazy.
Okay, this is the last episode before the finale. Frank Lapidus, Hurley, and Nikki Impalo win reward. Sure. They win a helicopter tour of Nicaragua and a surf and turf meal with wine. Like, literally every reward now just sounds weird, even if it's a totally normal thing. Okay. Anna Lucia Cortez wins immunity. Yes, who's in the Oceanic Six?
Do you want an official answer on the Oceanic Six?
Yes, please.
Jack, Kate, Hurley, Saeed, Sun, and Aaron. Aaron is part of the Oceanic Six.
Okay. Who did we say that was not in it, then? Did we get someone wrong, or can we just
I don't think we said Saeed.
We didn't say Saeed, but did we say somebody else
instead? I don't think we did. I think we gave up.
Oh. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, Tribal Council, Final Six. Hurley has the Hydra idol. Sawyer has the Swan idol. They vote. Sawyer plays the Swan idol. He gets the first four votes, which means with two votes, Nikki and Paolo are gone. Gone too soon.
Buried like alive. Show.
Okay. This is the finale now. The reward challenge. Locke wins reward, finally.
Yeah. Man, he's still in it. Good for you, Locke.
He'll always be in it. But what if, at the finale, at Final Tribal Council, it's revealed that he's been the man in black the whole time?
Uh-oh.
Frank Lapidus wins immunity. Frank Lapidus found the idol. Anna Lucia Cortez and Sawyer have a major fight. Did they hook up in the show? I think so.
They might have.
Hurley plays the Hydra idol. Frank does not play the Swan idol. Anna Lucia Cortez, Sawyer, Anna Lucia, and Sawyer. So Sawyer is gone. And final four, the Oceanic Four. Anna Lucia, Frank Lapidus, Hurley, and John Locke. Pretty decent crew.
Not bad.
The final immunity challenge is won by Hurley. No significant events occur after that. They vote Lapidus. Anna Lucia and Lapidus. Why didn't Lapidus... No. Play his idol. He had an idol, didn't he? Can you not play it at Final Four this season? Apparently
maybe
not. All right, so your final three are Anna Lucia Cortez, Hurley, and John Locke.
It's got to be Hurley, right? For the protector of the island versus the man in black. And also Anna Lucia's there.
At one point, somebody comes up and says that John Locke has can't win this game, and he says, "Don't tell me what I can't do." And your winner is Hurley, 6-1-1.
Hell yeah!
Okay,
guess who was right?
Kate voted for Anna Lucia Cortez. Oh, the criminal and the cop. What a story! And Nikki and Paulo voted for Locke.
Why?
Everybody else voted for Hurley. So really, Locke got two votes. Oh,
just
but guess who won?
Nikki and Paulo being like, no, we're not voting for Hurley. We're voting for Locke for some reason.
They were good friends throughout the entire show. Do you have a guess who the fan favorite was, though?
Gotta be Lapidus.
It was my favorite. Even though he misplayed every single idol he got. Richard Elpert won fan favorite.
Really?
I mean, he was my favorite in the show. Okay, let's see if there's any interesting statistics. I totally forgot Rousseau was even on this season.
She was the first person voted off, if I remember correctly.
Yes, she was. We went Rousseau, Charlie, Ben, Charlotte, Michael, Jack, Claire, Juliet, Libby, Kate, Son, Richard, Nikki and Paulo, James, Sawyer, Frank Lapidus, and Lucia, John Locke, and your winner, Hugo Hurley Reyes.
Hell yeah, baby.
That's great. And there's just a summary of the season. Great stuff. Total wins. Hurley, 6. Lapidus, 3. Sawyer, 2. Most strategic, Sawyer. No surprise there. Libby, weirdly. And Anna Lucia. That makes sense also. I would not think that Libby would be a super strategic player, but apparently she was. Juliet received the most votes over the season. Libby took second in that. Hurley won the most immunities with 3. Decent season. Decent season. I liked it. I think that was a good season. Much better than the original Worlds Apart.
Folks, we did it.
So that's the show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. What are we doing next week, Thomas? What do you want to do? I don't think that show, that movie is out yet.
Yeah.
That we're planning on watching. We could watch...
What movie were we planning on watching?
The Fire Fest.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Documentary. January 2019, that's currently, but what is the actual release date? I think it's like the 15th or something. January 18th, it will come out, so we'll cover that after that comes out. I'm looking forward to that. But next week, I've been wanting to watch The Truman Show for this. Do you want to watch The Truman Show? It's in theme. It's about
television. We could do that.
You don't seem enthused.
No, I'd do it.
Okay. Do you have a better idea? We can also simulate another season.
I don't really have anything.
Okay. Let's watch The Truman Show. Great flick. One of my favorite movies of all time.
It's a good one.
And if you say anything bad about it, I will be mad at you forever.
Okay.
Okay, well, that will do it. Remember to use the hashtag HeroesVsVillains2. That's not the hashtag, that's the name of the season. HVV2, to get Jeff Probst's attention. If we get everybody who listens to this show, and everybody who's been on the show, and everybody on Reddit to be using HVV2, Jeff Probst will, you know, discover it and realize, oh, what a great idea. Next 20 seasons... Another Heroes versus Villains. This is a good idea, Jake. I don't know why I didn't want to do this before. Whatever. You can follow us on Twitter, DYWSLN, where we're doing that.
You can follow me at TomNotTom.
You can follow me at Jake Scheidel. That's my name. I don't have my notes in front of me, so I don't know what else we say at the end. Is there anything else? Review us on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, give us 5 stars only.
What's the boilerplate review here?
This is my favorite podcast. I like it better than all the other podcasts. I give it a big thumbs up.
Wonderful. And if you're not willing to write that, then don't bother leaving a review.
If you give us 5 stars and you don't write that, then we'll delete the review. I don't think we can even do that, but we will delete it.
We'll find a way. We'll call 1-800-APPLE-PODCASTS. Say, can you please delete this review? They're like, why? It's a glowing review. Yeah, but it's not the
it's
right
It's not what
review.
We asked for.
What we ask for is 5 stars. Thank you. Because we deserve it. Okay. So we'll be back next week watching The Truman Show. So, cool noise I just made.
I liked
the episode. Have a great summer.
Deuces.